Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's five trivia questions on the hit scary movie The Shining with my pals from Wreck My Podcast. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like trivia, if you like pop culture, if you like movies and television and video games and comic books, you're in the right place because we do a little quiz on this show every single day. Today's quiz is all about The Shining, with questions written by my friend Jordan Zeilinger, mastermind behind the other podcast that I listen to the most, which is called Wreck My Podcast. And it is a fun show to listen to if you like nostalgia and going back and listening to all kinds of tidbits about the 90s and 80s and 2000s and Disney Channel original movies and things like that. So if you like my show, you'll probably love Wreck My Podcast. Go give it a search on whatever app you listen to podcasts on and give an episode a try. I think you will enjoy it. So I was at Jordan's studio up in Santa Clarita, California over last weekend, and we recorded a bunch of episodes. I think this is the last one I have to post, although there is one more with questions from Cash Cab that I am going to put out as a bonus episode over on my Patreon page. So if you're looking for some bonus content, stuff you can't listen to anywhere else, get ready for some Cash Cab questions on patreon.com/trivia with buds. Those will probably be up next week, beginning of December. So if you want to check out that post, go support the show for a few bucks a month. That post will probably be available to anybody who is a Patreon subscriber. So you just have to donate a dollar or more to listen to that episode. It's a fun little chat. And if you like today's episode, you will love more of this group. So get ready. We're going to jump into this fun chat with Jordan and his crew. My good friend Cam Molidor is on this episode. He hosts trivia for me at Pocock Brewing Company every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in Santa Clarita. If you want a good beer and some good trivia, go play with Cam. And until then, listen to these five questions on The Shining and see if you can do better than I and this group. Here we go.
Welcome to a podcast that's called Trivia with Buds, but I'm not Ryan Buds. My name is Jordan Zeilinger, and I'm here for a hostile takeover of the Trivia with Buds podcast.
Hey, Jordan, what gives? Why'd you tie me to this chair?
Because it's fun, and I like it. And I really wanted to be in charge of your podcast because I love podcasts. In fact, I love podcasts so much I have my own, and I brought my posse with me from mine. I have Cam.
Hey, what's up?
I have Joe.
How's it going?
I have Craigor.
Hey, vato.
And they're also tied to a chair, and we're in a basement, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You have a lot of rope.
I have tons of rope.
We're all tied to the same chair?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a five-person chair. Yes. But in typical Trivia with Buds fashion, we're doing trivia today, and I'm going to host the trivia so Ryan can play along.
Ooh, this will be fun.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys like the movie The Shining?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure. Well, that's what I'm doing.
Has everyone seen it?
Is The Shining. Yeah, has anyone not seen it?
Oh, here we go.
Craigor is going to lose real bad.
Poor guy.
But yeah, so I'm going to do 10 trivia questions on The Shining because, you know, I'm relevant if I'm a month late. Halloween. Oh, that too. The sequel did just come out.
Dr. Sleep.
I thought you were just talking about when the movie came out.
Yeah. You're decades
40
later.
Years later. Yeah, it's great.
I have the Blu-ray of this, and I would say this is the scariest audio in any movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The sounds and the sound is excellent. And just, if you just listen to it, you're like,
especially
cow.
Since there's that
I
one.
I agree.
Yeah, Craigor knows. Especially since there's that one scene where it has like that cymbal starting going slow, and all of a sudden it's like,
Yeah, that
and
crash.
It just has on the crash happens, and all it says is like Monday.
Like, who did the music?
You know what? I have no idea.
Hans
I should know
Zimmer's
that.
Cousin. I don't know.
I'll assume it was Shelley Duvall.
Probably. Have you watched the documentary that...
Yes, it's on the Blu-ray.
Yes, and cool. So I feel bad because Stanley Kubrick's kind of like beating the crap out of Shelley Duvall verbally to like get her to act better because we all know Shelley Duvall.
Kubrick was a notorious jerk. Like, he treated
but
all
he was
of his
so nice
like
to Jack Nicholson in that documentary and so mean to Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. So.
I think he just assumed he's like, well, Jack's already crazy.
That's true.
So I can just treat him regular.
Yeah. My favorite part of that movie is when Shelley Duvall runs with the knife, like her hands flailing all around. Oh, so good. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you 10 trivia questions. We're going to buzz in with the word rum.
Rum.
For Red Rum.
Nice.
Red Rum.
Yeah. And then whoever gets the most points wins and gives me back my studio.
Yes. We did give it away a few episodes ago on my show.
We gave it away, gave it away to Cam.
Yeah.
Yes. Give it away now.
So, question number one. What year was the Overlook Hotel built? Do you want me to give you multiple choice? Because
I have multiple
choice.
I think we all have this year memorized.
Right.
So,
so was it 1923?
Okay. Joe, 1923.
Correct.
That was actually the number I was thinking the entire time. But
1936.
Okay.
1952.
Kreger.
Kreger.
1952.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I thought Joe got it.
No, I said correct.
Oh, got
as in incorrect because I mumble words sometimes. Or is it 1909?
Cam, 36.
Incorrect. Ryan.
I'm going to go 1909.
That is correct.
Wow. Yes.
So Ryan got
loosen
a point.
These ropes a little.
Yeah. I'll give you back your shirt. Number two. Danny's imaginary friend is named what? Is it Jack? Is it Tony?
Cam. It's Tony.
It is Tony.
Is his friend Tony?
He's his friend that lives in his mouth.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Cam.
Thank you.
Yeah, so creepy.
He is in here right now.
So I don't think that in the book Tony ever talks out loud like that. I think that Tony is just someone he sees. But anyway, off topic. Number three, what's Danny's nickname? Is it Bubba? Is it Little Man? Is it Doc?
Cam.
Or is it Cam?
It is Doc.
Cam got it.
Ooh, and that's the sequel's called Dr. Sleep, and he's in
yep.
it.
Yeah. That's why it's called Dr. Sleep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four. Maybe I should not give you multiple choice because there's
see
four
if anyone
of you.
Can get it first.
Let's try this
and then
one.
If no
then
one
we'll
can,
do
we'll do multiple choice.
Where do the Torrances live prior to moving to the Overlook?
I hope it's in Torrance.
Rum, New York City.
Incorrect.
Oh, I've just been saying my name the whole time. I forgot it was Rum.
Do you guys have any guesses? I can't give the multiple choice now because then Ryan's at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
So you just got to guess.
Rum, Colorado.
The what city, though?
Boulder.
That's correct.
Whoa.
It's Boulder, Colorado. That's where their little apartment is at the beginning
way
of the movie.
Off.
Wow.
Thousands of miles.
What does Jack order in the gold room? What drink does Jack order in the
Kreger? Kreger. Goldschlager.
No. He is not a 16-year-old girl.
Let's see. Rum.
Yeah.
Rum?
No. That would have been awesome, though. That would have been great.
Rum. Doesn't he get a whiskey?
It's a bourbon on the rocks, but that's pretty close.
That's pretty close.
That's essentially almost the same thing.
Yeah.
So we'll go with that. Cam's really killing it right now. We're on question number...
I'm killing it.
I didn't number these. What room does Holloran warn Danny to stay away from? Do you remember the room number?
Oh,
Rum. Yeah.
Oh, there's a documentary with this room
number.
Yes. Room 213?
Nope.
Kreger, 1902.
No.
Rum.
Yeah.
1401.
1408 is another Stephen King book, but that's not correct.
Rum 208?
Nope, it's 237.
I knew there was a two and a three.
Yeah, that's a hard one because there's a lot of things you could just choose from there.
69.
When does Danny first see the twins? Maybe I'll give you multiple choice on this one. Is it in the bathroom at home, in the hotel game room, in the hotel hallway, or in the hotel
Kreger,
kitchen?
The hotel hallway.
Incorrect.
Cam.
Yeah, I thought so.
Hotel kitchen.
Incorrect.
Rum.
Incorrect.
The game room.
Incorrect.
Must be rum the at home.
Yes, the bathroom at home. He has a vision of them before he even leaves. Right. It's the first time he sees them.
I don't understand what you guys
are
saying.
They're just dead.
I didn't understand until now.
Okay.
Yeah. it's the same time he has the vision of the bloody elevator.
Yeah.
It like flashes different things in his head.
I even tried again to say rum and I said just my own name.
Yeah, because you're narcissistic.
I know.
So number eight, I think, Ron. What does Danny use to write red rum on the door?
Rum. Lipstick?
It is lipstick. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We have well Joe done. With some points, Cam with some
one
points,
a lot
Ryan with some
three.
Points. I think it's 4-3-1.
Okay.
Okay, so we're on number nine, which means Ryan could pull could tie it up right here.
Let's see what I can do.
All right. What brand of baking powder is in the kitchen?
Kroger. Mm. Johnson & Johnson.
No.
Ooh, rum.
Yeah.
Arm & Hammer.
No. Mm. It's prominently featured in every scene they're in the kitchen. It's always facing. And there's a huge
rum.
Conspiracy theory. Yes.
Indian, Cherokee, something along those lines.
There's an Indian on the
picture.
Because
that's all I remember
is
the Indian
what it's
that's
called.
On the picture.
What is it called?
Well, because Cam, you got a guess?
Rum. Native dust.
Nope.
Chief, big chief.
It's called Calumet.
Oh.
Okay. Oh,
and
I do remember
that. It has the picture
that.
Of the Indian with the headdress, and there's a huge conspiracy theory that Stanley Kubrick put this in there as a nod to, like, that they were on an Indian burial ground or something like that, where this hotel was and stuff like that.
Well, the thing is all those like the crew quarters and the kitchen, all those scenes, pantry, all that stuff, all those scenes were filmed at the Awani Hotel in Yosemite, which is now called the Majestic, and it has a large Native American decoration to it.
Actually, the Awani is only the lobby. Everything else was filmed at the hotel that's in Colorado that they're doing the 40th anniversary next year that I want to go to.
Well, because the room that Jack types in is in the Awani as well.
Okay, you're right. That room's in it too. But the kitchen and all the hotel rooms, I forget the name of the hotel in Colorado, but they're doing a 40th anniversary for $75.
Hotel California?
You can go and for 4 hours, Hotel California, you can go and watch the movie there and hang out at the hotel the whole day.
That's I thought that cool. was going to be at the hotel in Oregon.
Oh, you're right. It's Oregon. Yeah, it's up in Oregon.
This is just, for those of you that are listening to Ryan's show, welcome to Wreck My Podcast. This is our show.
Sorry. Final question. Final question where Ryan can tie it up.
Yes.
And I don't have a tiebreaker. So I'll make you guys arm wrestle with your shirts off. I'll untie you for it. How does Jack like his eggs?
Rum.
Yes.
Over easy.
No.
Rum. Over medium.
Nope.
Rum.
Scrambled?
Nope.
Rum.
He don't like eggs.
Hard boiled.
Nope. It's sunny side up.
I was going to say that.
Because he's dipping his bacon in it in the movie. Yeah.
Oh,
so Cam wins. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
So he gets to live. The rest of you will starve down here in the basement.
I'll just graciously
just
give your studio back.
Yeah.
To you.
Here you go, Ryan. Here's your podcast back.
Oh, thanks, Jordan. Thanks for loosening those ropes. And guys, thanks for being here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of
course.
You're welcome.
Bye.
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 There it was, a fun chat and some questions from Jordan. Jordan, thank you for those questions. And thank you to everybody from Wreck My Podcast. Always fun sitting down with you guys for some beers up in Santa Clarita, California. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What TV show featured a notorious log lady? Her name was The Log Lady. Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Caroline in the City for the Leah Thompson sitcom. And your trivia team name of today is The Golden Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. The Golden Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. If you have any questions you want to send me for content on the show, I'm always looking for fun content, send them my way. Just email RyanBuds@gmail.com and I'll be sure to record those for a future episode. If you want to support the show monetarily, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and throw a few bucks to get a ton of cool rewards mailed to you every single month. Also, if you want to do something for free that helps out the show, go leave us an iTunes review. The more of those we get, the higher we get on the charts and the more eyes and ears we get on the show. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Happy Thanksgiving week. We'll be right back.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.